Been going to the cooking class. Been seeing what I eat every day. I know, I'm lucky. It's all good. Sometimes it just works out that way. The Lord is good, huh? And so, can you imagine if I never told her I was thankful for all the food she makes for me? Because I'm telling you, if it were up to me to make food, I'd have starved to death a long, long time ago. You know, you can only eat so much stuff that comes out of a microwave, you know. That's it. Then it's over, you know. But she's taken care of me all these years making this stuff, and I can't imagine that I wouldn't say thank you for doing that for me. But imagine that that was all I ever did around the house. If she did something, I said, thank you, and that was it. And she were to say, well, we need this faucet fixed. Well, why don't you fix it? Or worse, if I were to ask her to fix it all the time. Hey, this faucet needs fixing. Why don't you make sure that dinner's done and then fix this faucet too? That'd be crazy, wouldn't it? Oil needs changing in the cars? Well, make sure you get that done. And I just depended on her to do all of that stuff. Everything around there, she had to do. And I didn't do anything. How thankful do you suppose I would really be if I never actually showed her how thankful I was by doing stuff in return? Would I really be thankful? Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 17. A very familiar story, I think. Elijah and the drought and all of those things, right? And I could talk a great deal, I think, about how the Israelites at that time were not thankful to God for even the rain that he gave, and so he withheld it. You know, if you only had today what you were thankful for yesterday, right? But I want to think about the widow. The widow that helped out Elijah. Looking at verse 8. 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, Elijah, saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon. By the way, did you notice it belongs to Sidon and not to Israel? Did you notice that? Wasn't even an Israelite that he was sent to. Which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. How much Social Security was available there? None. Medicare? No. No. In fact, when you were a widow, you were in deep trouble, huh? You were in deep trouble. And yet, not only was the widow not going to be provided for, according to this verse, if this verse were all we had to look at, not only would this verse not say that God was going to provide for her through maybe the prophet, but in fact she, a widow, was going to provide for him. Lord, have you noticed that that's probably not going to happen in the normal order of things anyway, right? That's what he might have said, but he went. He went. Verse 10, it says, he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he had come to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there, gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please bring me a little cup or a little water in a cup that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." Wow, come on, man. What's the deal here? First bring me water, now bring me food. Haven't you noticed there's a famine? In fact, not only a famine, but a drought. There's no food. And more than that, there's no water. How am I going to bring you these things? Verse 12. So she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son that we may eat it and die." They were planning on their last meal here. And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear." Whew. God is good, huh? Do not fear. He gave her that little bit of something to hold on to first. And then he makes this outrageous request. "Go and do as you've said, but make me a small cake from it." What's that next word? I have always marveled at that word. Can you imagine? She's planning on making her last meal. And he says, "Oh yeah, make me a cake first." Are you kidding me? "Make me a small cake first and bring it to me. And afterwards," in case the first wasn't clear enough, then he uses the word "afterwards," "make some for yourself and for your son." That's amazing. How could he do that? How could he do that? Well, he tells in verse 14, "For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." God was going to provide for her, and yet here he was asking to make a cake for him first. And we are often forgetful of the Lord in what we ask of him, and he's provided already so much for us first. And this poor widow was willing to serve. Because she was, as I read it, wasn't she already, verse 11, on her way to go get him the water? She was going to do this without hardly any promise at all. She was going to go right out there and help him out. As we think about Thanksgiving, we have to realize that Thanksgiving isn't just about a few words we say in a nice prayer before lunch on Thursday. Right? It's not about just kind platitudes to God, making him feel good for all that he's done for us. That's not what it's about, is it? We're not doing any favors for God by saying a few words to him. We're thankful because we're there with our heart recognizing what he's done. It needs to be more than just a few words, more than just lip service. You've heard that term, I'm sure. All right? There needs to be something a little bit deeper than that. There needs to be a following, a willing to give. We're always concentrating with Thanksgiving on the thank part. Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. Like chipmunks or something, right? But we neglect that giving part, that Thanksgiving part. Thanksgiving needs to be more about giving than just words. And that's what this lady was all about. God had given her what it took to survive all this time, and now she was about to die, but she was willing at this last moment to give again, even to all that she had right there. She was willing to give. That's what thanks is all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about. And so she was willing to give everything to God. We need to be willing to give as well, to give to others. We had our sister this morning telling us about Thanksgiving a little bit and that it was about helping the poor. And that's what she was doing. Yeah, he was a prophet, but he had no way to take care of himself. He'd just been fed at the Brook Cherith by what? Ravens, that's right. Talk about poor. Whew. When you got to have ravens bring you your lunch, you're poor, man. And so she was willing to give to others. Did you know that Ellen White had a real life? Did you know that? She did not just sit around in a house writing books all day. Did you know that? She actually got out and looked around a little bit. And some of what she saw, some of the things that happened, she was good with, but some were not. I want to relate one of those stories to you. She says, I remember a case of a poor man who lived near a rich widow in this case in Battle Creek. Battle Creek is what state? Michigan. What did the temperature get down to here last night? Do you know? 50-something, maybe 60-something, right? Not exactly what you're going to freeze in, right? But I checked it out on weather.com almost all this week. Nighttime lows in Battle Creek, Michigan now. Right now, what is it? November 19? This week are in the low to mid-30s every night. Yeah, that's why we live here. So she knew this rich widow and this poor man who lived near her in Battle Creek. And she says, she, meaning the rich widow, had her orchard trimmed. So the rich widow had an orchard. She'd had it all trimmed up. So it was nice, right? Trimmed off all the old stuff. And the limbs and sprouts thus cut off lay by the fence. So here were all these limbs laying by the fence of her property, and this poor guy lived next door. This poor man asked of her the small favor to give him this brush to use for fuel. That's how poor this guy was. He was out begging, basically, to be able to keep his house warm with sticks that somebody else had cut off of their orchard trees. That's pretty poor. But she refused him, saying, I want to keep them, for the ashes will enrich my ground. Oh, yeah. I never passed the house of that woman without thinking of this incident. Ground enriched to the neglect of the poor. Wow. That's pretty serious, isn't it? That is pretty serious. How about you and I? Are we willing to give to others? Are we willing to make a sacrifice for someone else? Are we thankful enough to what God has given us that we are willing to pass along some of those blessings to other people? That's what it's all about, isn't it? That's real thankfulness. This lady had blessings poured out on her orchard. She had to trim it back, and then she wasn't willing to even share those trimmings with someone who needed it just to heat his house when it's in the mid-30s. And I don't know whether this was wintertime, like even colder, because Michigan can get really cold. I don't know. I'm not sure. But we can make a thanksgiving for other people. We can make it so that they are blessed as well. Brothers and sisters, we're sitting here in a nice place. We're able to get here because the Lord has blessed us. We're able to be here because the Lord has blessed us. How much I suspect that Matthew Rivera would like to be here right now. Yeah? We have been so blessed. And maybe you feel in some cases that things could be a whole lot better. I'm sure for all of you, you could think of some way that things could be better. But think of your blessings. Think of what the Lord has done. What has God blessed you with? Jesus talked about giving feasts, didn't he? Jesus, in fact, said, when you give a feast, who should we invite? The poor, yes. We should invite those who can't do for themselves. Are we able to do that? And if we are, where should we start with this thanksgiving? Shouldn't it be in our own homes, right? And spread from there? When you get up this week, have you thought about how you can pass on blessings that the Lord has given you to those right around you, to those in your home, to those you work with, to those that you associate with day by day? How can you bless the people in your home? How can you give thanks to the Lord for His blessings by blessing others? Can you make a thanksgiving in your home? More than just Thursday, right? And that's where it begins. Some kind word, some unexpected act of kindness to your maybe your spouse, your children, something that you can do for them to make for them a thanksgiving. And then we read this morning about there being 100 ways that we could think of, 100 ways we could devise to help someone else and let them think they're doing us a favor. How about that this week? What's your Thanksgiving going to be all about? Is it all about how much I can gorge myself? How many different kinds of food we can put on the table? Is that what it's all about? Tempting ourselves to gluttony. Is that what it's all about? Or is there some real deeper purpose here? What is Thanksgiving all about anyway? What if we were not to spend our time doing that kind of thing? Not to spend our time watching... Nah, we don't watch football, do we? Who's playing this Thursday anyway? Lions. Thank you. There it is. See, we know all of these things. What would happen if we took those 3 hours and helped somebody? What would happen? What would happen if we ate simply enough that we weren't afterwards sitting there going, right? What if we were to do that and we had energy enough to go out and help somebody? Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be kind of a thanksgiving that God would approve of? Isn't that what He's looking for? Isn't that true thanks? Thanks to God for His blessings, so let me pass them on to someone else? Isn't that what it's all about? Let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can do with this Thanksgiving celebration. And then we also read this morning that it's not our only duty to help others, but that there's more to it than that. Turn with me to Luke chapter 21. You see, there's two sides to this. There are two sides to this Thanksgiving. You see, we are thankful because of God's gifts to us, and so we bless others. And then the second part of it is that we are thankful to God for His blessings to us, and so we return to Him, right? Those are the two things that Thanksgiving is all about. Helping others, you read through all of the spirit of prophecy, you read through the Bible, and it talks about these points, that as we are really in love with God, we will be returning love to Him and loving others. Isn't that what it's always been about? Thanksgiving's no different. Thanksgiving is no different whatsoever. It's love to God and love to others, not love to my tongue and my tummy. Right? That's not what it's about. Thanksgiving is about love to God and love to others. And so we have here in Luke chapter 21. Are you with me? Luke chapter 21, beginning with verse 1. And he looked up. Who is he? Jesus, absolutely. And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also what? A poor widow. Brothers and sisters, when I grow up, I want to be a poor widow. They do all the cool stuff, man. You know? They do the good stuff. You want to know how to live? Watch the poor widows. I'm telling you. They know what they're doing. He saw a certain poor widow putting in two mites. So he said, truly I say to you that this poor widow has put in what? More than all. How could that be? How could that be? It tells you in verse 4. For all these, out of their abundance, out of God's blessing, huh? Out of God's blessing, have put in offerings for God. But she, out of her poverty, put in all the livelihood that she had. Can you imagine? Can you imagine this woman giving everything she had? I wonder if I'm that thankful. Am I that thankful? I'm not certain. You know why? Because I haven't had to. How about you? God has blessed me so much, I don't have to even question whether if I only had, you know, a few cents, whether I'd be willing to go and give it all in the offering plate that Sabbath, because I've never been there. I've been real close. Been real close. See, I went to Andrews. So you know I was close. How about you? Have you been blessed so that you've never had to gather a few sticks to make your last meal? When you've opened your refrigerator, has it ever been like totally empty? Have you ever come to church and say, wow, I only have less than a dollar? Not because I don't want to break a 20, but because that's it. That's really all I have. I know a young lady like that once upon a time. put that money in that offering. Woo. Lord, here you go. And God blessed. God did good things for her. Are we willing to give out of our abundance to say thank you to God? We got lots of projects here. You can help with those. I want you to think about it because we're into this whole tithe thing, you know, and there's clearly that's cool, right? Don't need people going out here saying, whoa, Pastor Ron said we didn't have to do tithe. Ah, you know better than that, right? But I wonder if on this Thanksgiving you really had any mind to give thanks to God by returning something to Him, a thank offering. We read about it all the time in Scripture. You know, it's there constantly. For example, 2 Chronicles 29:31. 2 Chronicles 29:31 talks about consecration. Once we're consecrated, then we give an offering to God. We go to the temple, we give an offering. And if I recall correctly, many of you, almost all of you, were here at Bible Prophecies, or, hey, boy, that goes back a ways, doesn't it? Prophecies Decoded. You were here for Prophecies Decoded, and you made a promise to God to recommit yourselves. And I hope, Sabbath by Sabbath, you are again making those commitments to God. Yes? Are we willing to say thank you to God at that same time? Are we willing to give back to Him? So, I wonder how thankful we are. Sometimes I just, I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. And I know that there have been way too many times that I have gone out to my car and just expected that it would turn over, start, and take me down the road. I just expected it. I expected when I walked into my house on a hot July afternoon in Florida that it'd be cool. I just expected those things. Why should I expect those? Have I become so used to God's blessing that He owes me? And so it's not something that's a blessing from Him. It's just what He naturally should be giving me. Should be giving me. What? Do I really treat God like that? I'm afraid I do if I'm not thankful. Psalm 107, verses 1 through 8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord... Oh, come on now. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Absolutely. If God has blessed you, let's say so. And say so not just by bowing our head for 15 seconds. Well, we can't take that long. We're hungry. 10 seconds before Thursday's lunch and say, God is great, God is good, and we thank Him for this food. Amen. Come on. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Brothers and sisters, are you redeemed from the hand of the enemy? Then you have something to be thankful for. Somebody turned my page. Verse 3, and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Verse 4, they wandered in the wilderness in the desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. Has the Lord delivered you? Amen. So we have something to be thankful for. Verse 7, and He led them forth by the right way that they might go to the city for a dwelling place. Oh, verse 8, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Can you say amen? Amen. It is awesome what God has done for us. This week, I want you to take your bulletin out. Take your bulletin out. And on the back of your bulletin, there's some space right under the quote. You see the quote there? It says, a certain old soldier of the cross of Christ who had trained, he had trained his heart to praise Him. He had trained his heart to praise the Lord. And he had always, always, he had a testimony full of rejoicing and thanksgiving. His store of grace was what? Increased as he rendered thanks to God. Take note of that. So may it be with us all. Why should we not have hearts to appreciate the goodness and loving kindness of our Heavenly Father, huh? All that God has done for us. I want you to take out one of the pencils right now and write one thing you're thankful for right there. What one thing are you thankful for? Write it right underneath of there. What are you thankful for? Write something in there. Each day this week, I want you to keep this going. As you have your worship tomorrow morning, I want you to think of one more thing that you're thankful for. And then Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and maybe on Thursday you can even think of maybe two. I'm sure you can come up with 1,000 of them. Write some of them down. Think of them. Let them come out of the end of your pencil or pen and really consider what God has done for you. All the blessings of the Lord. How He has blessed you. And then I want you to think of how you can bless someone else this week. How you can be that widow at Zarephath. How you can bless someone else this week. And then be thinking about next Sabbath. What? Be thinking about next Sabbath. Yes, be thinking about next Sabbath and your thank offering. Think about your thank offering for next Sabbath. So that the Lord knows that you are so thankful for all that you have received from His hand and how good He has been to you.